A Lost Passenger by acclaimed British novelist Frances Quinn is an evocative historical drama that transports readers from the rigid traditions of English aristocracy to the chaotic promise of early 20th century New York. At its heart, it is a moving exploration of identity, sacrifice, and the unbreakable bond between a mother and her child. The story follows Eleanor Coombs, a young woman from a wealthy but non-aristocratic background, whose life changes dramatically when she marries into the English upper class. Her union with the son of a titled family initially feels like a fairy tale escape into privilege. Yet, the fairy tale quickly loses its shine. Eleanor soon learns that her appeal to her husband's family lay not in her charm or beauty, but in the financial security offered by her father's hard-earned fortune. Once the marriage is secured, Eleanor finds herself suffocated by strict societal expectations and an emotionally cold household. The deepest wound comes in the form of separation from her infant son, Teddy, who's raised by a nanny in accordance with aristocratic norms. Eleanor is permitted to see him only briefly each day, and these stolen moments are bittersweet, filled with longing and the quiet ache of maternal love denied. Her days are governed by rules, appearances, and an unspoken understanding that her role is to remain ornamental, obedient, and silent. Her father, sensing her unhappiness, offers her a reprieve in the form of two coveted first-class tickets for the maiden voyage of the RMS Titanic. The luxurious ocean liner is more than just a ship. It is an escape from the oppressive environment of her husband's ancestral home and a rare chance to spend uninterrupted time with Teddy. Eleanor boards the Titanic with hope in her heart, eager to savor the journey and the company of her son, even if only temporarily. But the voyage turns to tragedy when the Titanic strikes an iceberg and begins to sink. Amid the chaos of the disaster, Eleanor and Teddy find themselves among the survivors. Yet, in the confusion and horror of that night, a shocking opportunity presents itself, the chance to vanish from her old life entirely. When her name is mistakenly listed among the dead, Eleanor seizes the moment. Taking on the stolen identity of another woman who perished, she resolves to disappear with Teddy and start anew in America. The decision is both liberating and terrifying. Once wealthy, Eleanor now finds herself penniless and alone in a foreign land. The glittering halls of the Titanic give way to the gritty streets of New York City, a world far removed from the gilded drawing rooms of the English aristocracy. Here, social status counts for little, and survival depends on adaptability, cunning, and sheer willpower. Eleanor must learn quickly, navigating unfamiliar neighborhoods, finding shelter, and securing work under her assumed name, all while protecting Teddy from the dangers and uncertainties of their precarious new existence. Despite the hardships, New York offers something that England never could: freedom. The city's energy is brash and unapologetic, filled with immigrants, entrepreneurs, and dreamers, each chasing their own version of a better life. For Eleanor, the absence of rigid social hierarchy is both a relief and a challenge. She can reinvent herself, but every step forward is shadowed by the constant fear of exposure. Her stolen identity is a fragile shield, one that could shatter at any moment if the wrong person recognizes her. That fear becomes real when a familiar face from her past appears in New York. The encounter threatens to unravel the new life she has built and expose the truth of what happened after the Titanic sank. Eleanor is forced into a tense battle between self-preservation and the desire to protect the only thing that truly matters, her son. Every choice she makes carries the weight of their shared future, and the line between survival and betrayal grows dangerously thin. Frances Quinn crafts this drama with immersive historical detail, weaving the grandeur of the Titanic and the suffocating formality of English aristocracy into the bustling, unpredictable atmosphere of 1910s New York. The contrast between these worlds is stark, one governed by tradition and entitlement, the other by opportunity and reinvention. Eleanor's journey is as much about navigating these cultural divides as it is about escaping her past. At its core, The Lost Passenger is a story about transformation, about the courage it takes to seize a second chance, even when it comes cloaked in risk and moral ambiguity. Eleanor's decision to fake her death and adopt a new identity is born out of desperation, but it becomes a catalyst for self-discovery. Stripped of wealth, status, and the safety net of family, she is forced to confront who she truly is and what she is capable of. Her evolution from a controlled ornamental wife to a fiercely independent mother mirrors the broader societal shifts of the early 20th century, when women's roles were beginning to change. The novel also delves deeply into the emotional terrain of motherhood. Eleanor's bond with Teddy, tempered by early separation and strengthened by their shared survival, is the beating heart of the story. Their relationship drives her decisions and fuels her resilience. In a world where identity can be fabricated and pasts can be erased, her love for her son remains the one unshakable truth. Through richly drawn characters, atmospheric settings, and a plot that balances tension with tenderness, Frances Quinn delivers an absorbing tale of survival, reinvention, and the cost of freedom. The drama of The Lost Passenger lies not only in its depiction of one of history's most infamous maritime disasters, but also in the quieter, more personal stakes of a woman determined to rewrite her fate. By the novel's end, readers are left with the enduring image of Eleanor, a woman who dared to step away from the life she was given, embracing both the peril and possibility of the unknown. Her journey is a testament to the idea that sometimes it takes the disaster to set you free.